Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to an exciting new interview podcast with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Neeraj, Aditi, so lovely to have you on Film Companion. I want to tell you that your film Gilli Poochi was my favorite from Ajit Dastan's. And I have many questions about how you constructed it. You know, what's interesting for me was that, Neeraj, your work has always sort of pivoted on gender, on caste, but here you also bung in sexual orientation. You bung in a layering of privilege and resentment and so many things. The relationship between these two women is so... it's so delicate and it just shifts so delicately. And I want to understand, I know you had the idea back when you were doing Masaan, but how much of a struggle was it to actually write it? And what were you most mindful of? Because you're dealing with so many thorny things.
It has been quite complex to actually write this together, because back in Masaan, when it was a subplot that me and Varun together vetoed it, because it was too radical. At that time, it was just a small town noirish plot. But over the years, I think when I tried to sit down and write the idea through, I wanted to bring in the idea of intersectionality, because what I feel is that we kind of approach a particular subaltern in isolation, but we do exist in multiple identities. We are fused of so many issues and identities and marginalizations. That was the idea to begin with, because so the point came from to present also, I sort of despise the idea of putting up abject villain. You know, we should be able to, there's no black and white in real life. You know, there is always people who have a context to what they do. You know, maybe if we go back to Gabbar, maybe we'll see, if we see his backstory, maybe you can contextualize why he's like that. So my idea is to bring in stories where I can bring in that, where I can see that maybe people have issues, people are victims, and hence, you know, like the classic thing about how abusers themselves were abused at a point, and that's how they become. like how you see Haneke's White Ribbon, he contextualizes Nazism, how it came about. So with these two things, I think Gilli Poochi came about, and my co-writer Sumit Saxena, when he came on board, we kind of had a lot of argument, a lot of debate on it, and that's how we honed it. And most importantly, I had to acknowledge that this is a cisgendered gaze from my side, and I'm not a woman, not from the queer community to understand the nuances fully. And hence, I brought in people from the communities and I heard them out, and I brought in their lived experience to sort of polish the script, to polish the narrative. And that's how we went about it.
Aditi, did you also then speak to people? Like, the role that you've done, and it's a lovely performance. This I loved that sort of very hesitant intimacy that you and Konkana create with each other. You know, how did you construct that? How did you find your way into Priya Sharma?
You know, again, I think contextually, situationally, all very, very different for me. Something very different from what I've played, material that I've dealt with. Also, the first time I'm working with Neeraj and understanding the way he thinks, and he really, really does go into a lot of, you know, he does a lot of in-depth work, and actually he spoke to us a lot about many, many things. And there's so many layers in this film that our prep was actually more than reading, which we're doing on Zoom calls, more than reading or, you know, dialogues or whatever, which was a separate thing because there was a sort of slight lilt in the Hindi there. But it was mainly just a lot of things that he just wanted to tell us about the entire the placement of these two characters and their context and where they come from and who they are and you know, larger India, etc., etc. And I actually enjoyed working that way, because somewhere things like that, you know, sit in your, at least for me, it sits at the back of my head. It's not necessarily that I'm tapping into that when I'm doing a scene, but somewhere it helps to understand the core of this girl. And for me, Priya Sharma, how I sort of dealt with her is sort of, you know, one is no judgment. and to neither towards Bharti nor towards Priya. And just looking at Priya as this really, really naive, innocent girl, what is in her heart is like, she literally goes blah, 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 and blabbers it out. And she's so naive that her conflict is alien to her. I don't think she even understands how complicated her conflict is. And I don't think she has an idea of it. And I think that's what really made me feel for this girl so much. And that's where I think I reacted to every scene that I reacted to from that place of this girl just not knowing.
Yeah.
And I found that very interesting. Also the fact that these two girls are so different in their situations, that Priya is supposedly a girl who is privileged and she actually does not even have privilege to understand what it is that she's going through.
Yeah.
And
she's as trapped, right? She's as trapped as Bharti is.
And she has, from the time that she's possibly been a child, is completely cocooned, shielded, and and this is her reality. So she doesn't even question it. I mean, she does. She's helpless, so she questions it. But the moment this woman who's so alien to her, she trusts her completely. She's vulnerable with her. She tells her everything. She tells her, this is your solution, and she takes it.
Yeah.
I mean, how innocent is that girl? So I think whatever it is that I dealt with came from that place. And also from the fact that I think I felt very fearless on this set, because one, I had an actor in front of me who I trust so deeply and I respect so deeply. And also a director who knows his material so well. And there's so much honesty in what he does. His intention is so, so clear and evident that you can just, go there and surrender to this process, whatever it is, however alien it might be to me.
Mokana was also very, very good. Very good in the film.
Yeah.
You know, Neeraj, I saw an interview that you did, I think it was like 2 years ago, where you talked about being amused at how uncomfortable the Hindi film industry was when it came to dealing with caste and acknowledging the reality of caste in this country. And you talked then about how when Sairat became Dharat, the caste angle was completely diluted, which was the sort of central piece and theme of Sairat. Now, Dharat was of course made by Dharma, and so is Ajit Dastan's. And can we then interpret that the fact that this film has been made by the same production house is a reflection that perhaps the film industry is now ready to sort of move further, if only take baby steps?
Absolutely. First of all, I want to acknowledge that we miss you, Coco, and I hope you get well soon by the time this comes out. Secondly, and a brief addition to what Priya, what Aditi was just saying, her character nuance. While writing, the idea was that I don't like Manic Pixie Dream Girls, okay? And what we at least attempted to do was subvert the idea of a Manic Pixie Dream Girl by giving it through a female gaze as against a male gaze. And again, also giving her agency, also giving her choice, what she wants to do. So that was another layering of Priya's character. Little bit of statistic throwing in here. If we ask anyone, do you know any Black artists, singers, songwriters, writers, directors, actors? There are many people, many names that come to your head. When you ask that, do you know of any Dalit artists in the industry? From history, you don't know anyone.
Yeah.
You don't have a single name to it. And now if you look at it, Black American population in America is 13% and Dalit population is 25%. So what I mean to say is that, see, industry comes from a place where they aren't aware of it. Okay, and it's a very inclusive place. I'm not denying that. It's just that it's not been addressed at all, that there is no representation at all. And hence it needs to come through. And I see that a lot of films are talking about it, and then slowly I think there is that there are baby steps coming to bring more people from the community into the fore and let their narratives come through, let their lived experience speak about it. That's more essential, that the lived experience comes through as against having a seven gaze on it.
Yeah. Neeraj, you always create very interesting women. From Devi in Masaan to Manju in Juice to Priya and Bharti in this film. Where does this come from?
Well, this comes from being a feminist, and the feminism is personal. I think I spoke to last time the same thing about how I have grown up in a house where I've seen patriarchy straight up. And seeing that has affected me a lot. I've been a quasi-victim of it. Of course, you can't equate the same victimhood as what women go through. But I've seen it and it affected me a lot. And my growing up, I think it has stayed in my mind so much. And also that I have three elder sisters who have dealt with all of these in certain different ways. And which is why my fulcrum of all the things that I do revolves around caste, gender, and sexuality now.
Okay, I just have one more question. And this is for the both of you. You know, last year, the film industry really sort of went through a great kind of, you know, churning. There was so much controversy, so much heartache, just tragedy. It was a horrific year on many levels, right? I'd like to believe that there was also some introspection. Do you think that anything on the ground has changed when it comes to inclusivity, when it comes to kind of just being a more egalitarian space?
I think there has been a change in the way people are thinking. But having said that, I would like to say there's also a problem in perception, I think, because I don't know why we as industry is seen as this very flippant and frivolous industry who likes to party all the time, who likes to have glamour. But people don't acknowledge our hard work. There's so much effort that goes in day in and day out. We put in 400 people on a film crew, leaving their homes and work hard towards it. We should be seen as an industry that puts in all that effort and hard work. So why are we seen like that? So I think about time, I think people also take that take us as seriously, because we're also providing so much of our revenue to the economy as well. And there's so much of employment that's being generated. So we need to be seen in a different light. Also, I think there is introspection that is obviously required, because it all depends on acknowledging the privilege, firstly. Secondly, having said that it is most essential to acknowledge your privilege, but I feel at the end, a true artist will stand the test of time, will stand the test of, yes, the entry point may be difficult. That is a big problem. But at the end, I feel true artists will survive the test of that time and they will come through. And that's how we need to see it.
And for you, Aditi, what's your experience been? Has anything changed on the ground?
I mean, I would like to believe that people are at least acknowledging, as Neeraj said. I think the first step is to acknowledge that there needs to be inclusivity, that there is an issue, that we need to move ahead from here, that we need to change certain ways of thinking, that we need to figure how to be more inclusive. Because, you know, otherwise you can just use the word and say we need to be more inclusive, but how do you do it? Most of the time, you're not even aware, you know, of what it is, how it is that, you know, we normalize so many things. So we're not even like open to the fact that, oh my God, we just, you know, we did this, and it's so, it comes from a place of not even understanding that there is privilege and there is lack of privilege, or there is, you know, cultural differences or whatever, all kinds of differences. So I feel that the first step is acknowledgement, which has happened, but it's a long way to go between in that journey from acknowledgement to actually making it happen, and for people to actually make it a part of their everyday lives. You know. And also, it's such a simple thing. I mean, it is not about anybody's gender or color or religion or caste. It's really about what you bring to the table in terms of your work and the person that you are and the choices you make that make you the person that you are. And it should be as basic as that, but we need to get to that.
Hopefully.
There's space. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And all best. I'm very excited to see what both of you do next. Thank you.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.